It's 12 past three on ABC Radio Perth. We're talking about travelling on your own. And I want you to meet great-grandmother Faye Day. She has been camping in the Sahara Desert, escorted through Pakistan by armed police, caught up in tribal warfare in Papua New Guinea, lost everything in Guatemala. At 81 years old, she has written 9 guidebooks for solo travellers. She's been to some of the most remote places in the world. Faye, lovely to speak with you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Jill. Thank you.
Now, we could ask you where you've been, Faye, but a better question might be where you haven't been.
Yes, that's the easier one to answer. There's not very many. The obvious ones, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And this year, Algeria, which was a big disappointment because I really attempted to get a visa and it was just not forthcoming.
So that one didn't work hard.
That one didn't work hard and work out, and it set the standard for the whole trip. Everything went wrong after that.
I guess you've got to roll with the punches when you're a traveller, Faye, to some extent.
Oh, absolutely, yes, yes. It's all the luck of the draw.
Now, how long have you been travelling on your own?
I didn't start travelling until I was 29, so today's youth have got a head start on me, but I've made up for it since because I used to travel 4 months every year. So
you're celebrating 5 decades now of travelling thereabouts?
I guess so. Your arithmetic's probably better than mine.
Tell us about why you like to travel on your own.
It's selfish, basically, Jill. Because most women want to shop and I don't shop unless I'm looking for food. And if you're travelling with somebody else, even one person, you have to consider what they want to do 50% of the time, which may not be the same interest that you have. So basically it's selfish. I move very quickly. If I've seen something, I move on the same day because there's no point in sitting in a hotel room. And yeah, that's basically it. The only thing you miss is somebody to share things with when you see something that's really exhilarating.
What is the most exhilarating thing that you've seen?
Well, something like Iguazu Falls. You know, you're standing there and you sort of have to pinch yourself to say that you're actually... so many people say, why experience something? You can see it in books, but there's nothing like being there. And it is nice to be able to share an experience, but he can't have it all.
So what changes have you seen, Faye, over your years of travelling? Have you noticed we hear a lot about over-tourism these days. What have you seen about that and its impact?
I feel very privileged to have seen all of Asia before package tourism was ever invented. And the changes are quite dramatic. The first time I ever went to Bangkok, for instance, I did a tour on the Klongs, which was basically one boat and you visited one farmhouse and there were half a dozen people on the boat. And I went back 4 years later and the crowds were queued up for half a mile and there were about 12 boats and 12 farmhouses and everything had... everything changes and not necessarily for the better. I've just come back from Egypt and it was quite appalling to see the development around the pyramids, which were basically, although they were surrounded by towns, they were still basically in the desert. But now they've got roads and barricades and concrete walkway right up to the base of the big pyramid.
Faye Day loves to travel on her own. She has been doing that for about 50 years now, a globe-trotting great-grandmother who prefers to travel without encumbrances. Now, Faye, can I ask you, when you are travelling alone, does it mean that you are likely perhaps to reach out and talk to strangers you might meet on your journeys? Had you had any interesting encounters with people, locals or fellow travellers as a result of being on your own?
Actually, people are more inclined to interact with you if you're on your own. If you're with a group, they don't. I'm talking the local population now. And I've found that people are basically very friendly and very, very willing to talk with a stranger if you're on your own. And as far as meeting up with other people, I can't recall, to be quite honest. I meet people all the time. I don't know. Can I tell you a very incredible story about coincidence?
I wish you would, Faye. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I was in Colombia last year.
Yeah.
And not many tourists in Colombia, as you'd be aware. I hopped off a bus to look at a fort and somebody called my name. And I looked around and I saw a lady standing there and I thought, well, you know, I don't know who the hell are you, sort of thing. Anyway, I spoke to her and I said, where do I know you from? She said, we met in Madagascar. That was 18 years previously. And the fact that she remembered me and remembered my name, I found extraordinary. And we corresponded after that. And this year I stayed with her in France. She's French. For a week, or a week. And she produced photographs where we had actually even met in Hanoi in Vietnam on another occasion, all coincidental. Three completely diverse parts of the world, Madagascar, Vietnam and Colombia. And I think that's the most incredible story.
That is incredible. That is an astonishing coincidence. Are there things you need to watch out for when you're travelling solo, Faye?
Oh, yes. I've been the victim of 5 attempts. Well, actually, I can say 6 after this last trip because somebody attempted to rob me on the Paris Metro. But, yes, I'm very streetwise and very aware now, but there's always new scams perpetrated and they're very, very clever.
Faye, you've also you're a champion of all the amazing travel opportunities that we can experience here in WA, I believe.
Oh, I'm very passionate about my own country. There's not many places in the world I haven't seen, and there's nowhere I've found that I'd rather live. And I think the north of Western Australia and the Northern Territory are the pick of our scenery here. It's a wonderful country.
Where are you in the process of planning your next trip? Where do you think you'll go?
I've got choices. One of them is America because last year I was denied entry to the United States courtesy of their new president, who introduced rules in June that anybody that had been to Iran and Sudan was no longer welcome in America. So instead of getting an automatic online visa, I had to go for an interview at the consulate and it finished up and cost me $500 for a visa. So I'm going to make sure I use it. I got one for 5 years, I'll make sure I use it.
Well, Faye, it's been so fascinating to talk with you. Thank you very much for giving us some time.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure, Jill. I just hope that it was interesting.
It was wonderful. And I imagine that a lot of people have caught the travel bug. Faye has written 9 guidebooks for solo travellers. She's been to some incredible places. It's 3:21 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.